You remember that, Michael?
Oh, it was brilliant. Richard Pryor's fantastic.
The Good Life, yeah. Do you remember when it was? It's going to show your age now, when it was broadcast.
Something.
It was on BBC. No, it wasn't 80-something. No, dear, it wasn't.
Was it not?
No.
It wasn't in the 70s.
It was, I'm afraid.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, it ran between 75 and 78 on BBC, and it told the story of Tom and Barbara Good, who decide to quit the rat race and be completely self-sufficient by producing all of their own food in their back garden in the very posh neighbourhood of Surbiton in Surrey. And that notion of self-sufficiency appeals to you. If it's something you'd like to explore, we have some good news, because up in Boyle in County Roscommon, Patrick and Judith Warner, and I'm sure that's Pat Warner, Dick Warner's brother, have opened a training centre on their farm to show people how to become the next Tom and Barbara Good. Now, does that sound good or what?
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah. The farm is called Harmony Farm. The Warners have lived there for 10 years and they themselves have become completely self-sufficient. They contacted the show recently to tell us about their venture. So we dispatched our own kind of man who lives the kind of good life out in Clonay, Terry Flanagan, off to County Roscommon to find out some more.
Well, today we're opening Harmony Farm Training Centre, which is dedicated to teaching small holding self-sufficiency, cancer fighting foods, and generally alternative lifestyle training courses.
Tell me a little bit about Harmony Farm.
Well, it came together from a whole series of threads. I'm a nature conservation professional, have been all my life, and in the course of running nature reserves, got very interested in traditional methods of farming, the pre-1950s, cheap fuel farming. And we were using those in nature conservation. And from that, we started doing a little bit of that ourselves. We have a couple of acres here in Roscommon. We started keeping sheep and chickens and so on. And we discovered that it was a lifestyle that we liked and that it was producing incredibly good quality food, which we both enjoyed cooking, Judith, my wife, and myself. And then Judith got cancer twice, two separate cancers, and we were looking at what it was in the environment that could possibly have helped towards this, because they weren't the sort of cancer which is genetic. And we started looking at foods and how to cook foods in such a way that it made your body an unsuitable place for the cancer cell and at the same time kept the same quality of food that we had before. So then we've gone on to a diet of mainly homegrown food, a fairly low sugar diet, and we're teaching that as well in some training courses.
So you had cancer twice?
Yes, I'm a rarity. I had two different types of cancer within 6 years, so thankfully I'm fine now, but it means that you really have to look after your health and your family's health if you want to prevent this horrible disease, which nowadays is a sort of an epidemic.
And what have you done?
Well, what we did, we changed our lifestyle and completely gave up processed food. And when we were trying to find good quality food, we realized that it's the best if we produce our own.
And you produce most, if not all, of your food here?
We produce most of our food. Mm-hmm.
Give us some examples.
All the meat. We have five or six lambs for the freezer every year. We have milking goats, so we have all our milk and dairy products. And even when the two ladies are off work, we freeze the milk and the cheese for later use. We keep all the poultry, which we use from our Christmas goose to the chickens. And our kids just don't eat chicken anymore when they go anywhere because it doesn't taste like chicken should taste.
So it's a complete change of lifestyle for
you. It is. And it's great fun. Well, we were there halfway before, you know, before my second illness. Because we had all the animals and we were sort of farming on a small scale, sort of a hobby style. But now it's a bit more more serious because we want to find all the produce.
But what you also want to do is you want to spread the gospel, so to speak. And that's
Absolutely.
What you're doing today.
Yes, because it is very difficult to find all the literature, you know, and I went back to basics and read scientific articles, and there are a couple of fantastic books out there and websites but it's a lot of research. So it's easier, I think, if somebody shows you how to, and we try to do hands-on things, you know, like going back to basics and bake your own bread. And then we do the practical things, go out and pair the hooves of the animals and do condition scoring, give them medication and see how to manage their pastures, the fencing, the housing, and all that. Then we teach people how to milk, for example. And actually, Zoli, who is 10, he's the goat's herd person, and he teaches people how to milk. He's the best at doing it because he has the patience and the knowledge.
Who is this?
This is Charm. She's my first of the two goats. And she's just recently had Pascal.
And do you milk the goat?
Yes, we do.
How do you find that?
Her mum milks her, and I milk Lucky, her sister. And she's a great mother. And
do you drink the milk?
Yes. Well, we used to do this when it's still warm. When it comes out, we put honey in it and we stir it, and we used to have that. And Mum makes great cheeses with it.
Great.
And yogurts.
And what's going to happen to the little baby?
Well, we keep them for a long time, and then we really, really try to sell them. And we also send girls only, because baby girls, to Africa. And bowl her for milk and cheese for the poor families. And I sent a goat away 2 years ago. Now she's... I heard that she has two babies last year.
You must be delighted with that.
Yeah. They were my first babies that I had, so...
So, yeah, you see, if all our chickens are out on grass, we believe in grass-fed everything. We don't supplementary feed any of our animals if we can avoid it. Now, of course, just before lambing or milking goats, they need a little bit of extra. But as much as possible, we do grass-fed. Just the way how animals should be kept. And they are really health-promoting, then, the food which you get from them. And that is, I think, the most important message we want to give to people.
And more details on our website, rte.ie/media. After 4 o'clock, we'll be talking to Geraldine O'Callaghan, formerly of The Apprentice.